what I guess I'm trying to get to, Dottie, is I'm happy to discuss it, but what do we need to talk about? It's be, I mean, there's a coordinated approach by ICANN. As far as we can tell, there's not been any resulting damage. I'm not sure what you actually want to discuss. I'm happy to discuss it for as long as you like, but what do you actually want to talk about?
Well,
should ICANN be doing it?
No, but I don't think ICANN is necessarily the head of it. They're just a participant.
Well, they've been acting as a coordinator with the CCTLD managers.
Oh, with the CCs, yeah.
Yeah. I've got, as I said, no problem putting it on the agenda, but no problem talking about it at all.
Well, okay. I guess that there doesn't need to be deep discussions about it, but I know it is consuming a lot of time and energy on the part of CCs, and I can't see that we could have a meeting and not talk about it.
Okay. Well,
I mean, not have it be even mentioned.
I guess, Chris, this is Byron.
Hi, Byron.
In .ca, when we were one of the target groups, we certainly did expend a fair amount of effort and time around it, as Dottie says. I think the one or two things that might merit some discussion is the fact that it was a relatively unorganized approach to it, and that being this is more or less the first time that something like this has struck the CC world, or even the domain space, period, having a discussion about is there an opportunity to have some sort of pre-organized, coordinated, at least logistics, set of logistics around something like this, should it happen in the future? I mean, we spent 18 days just trying to get organized, really, and I'm not sure that was a valuable use of time. It was remarkable that it came together, but is there an opportunity for us to at least have some structure in place should something like this happen again, which now that it's happened once, it's certainly reasonable that it might happen again.
I think I agree with all of that. I guess my question is more, clearly this is something that needs to be talked about. Clearly it's something that people need to be briefed on. I guess it's, my question is really, what can we do on a call tonight is really my point. I mean, if people want to make
a plan to put it on the agenda for...
That was what I was about to say. If what you want is to discuss it at the meeting in Sydney, I think that's brilliant and it would be incredibly useful, and in fact it would be very sensible to take some time in Sydney and do an analysis of what happened.
Can I make a suggestion following up on Byron? Because I think Byron's right. From a sort of industry standard, one would want to have an incident response plan for something like this in place, and I don't know whether CCs or all registries or something, but just, this is the kind of stuff I deal with every day, and the fact that it took 18 days to get organized is absolutely typical of what happens the first time something like this happens,
exactly.
But hopefully, you know, the process for getting organized now gets better.
Mm.
And that was all I was suggesting, Chris, more that not that we would resolve or do anything per se on this call, but that in Sydney it would be worth the discussion about having a more coordinated response.
Well, actually, I'd like to, yes, and I accept that, but I wonder if we can't actually do slightly more than that. I wonder if, well, let's go back a step. There are a number of, apart from you, Byron, I imagine there may be another... Some of the CC managers on the council who dealt with this in their own CC. Seems to me that maybe rather than just going straight into Sydney with a session, it might be useful to have some background documentation beforehand. Now, I don't want to make more work because, as you quite rightly suggested, it's taken a fair amount of time already. But is there a way that we could do some sort of background document from the experience of the people beforehand that would actually throw up the issue that we need to talk about?
Well, it was John Crane wrote an email about it,
I know.
Getting prepared, and so maybe he would be a
I guess what I'm asking is, what are the actual issues to talk about, and do we need to do any work beforehand? And it's not, I mean, presumably it's not just about giving a background to Configure.
No.
Most of us know all about that, right? It's about what do we do in the future.
I have a sort of template form for an incident response plan, which is, you know, very, very general, but gets tailored to sort of the stuff you're worried about. I would be happy to contribute that as a planning documentation.
Yeah.
That will be very useful indeed.
Yeah. See, I'm conscious of not just spending the time discussing what happened. I mean, I'm not suggesting it's not important from a background point of view, which is why I'm saying paperless. It's more that, what are we actually going to talk about? It's not about Configure as such. It's about things like that, and what do we do?
I would, again, this is Byron. The one thing I would suggest that merits some conversation, and sorry to hijack your agenda here, Chris.
No, it's perfectly fine.
The one thing that merits discussion probably is the fact that the CDCs didn't necessarily come to a consolidated approach, and as a result created a divide within the CC community, which means it's easier to exploit the CC community. And it's, how do we bridge the divide, and should we try to find unified response?
Sorry, I don't understand. I'm not clear. What do you actually mean? I thought that that's actually what had happened. I mean, I'm sorry, not that it was a consolidated approach. But what divide?
Well, that many CCs did similar things in that they took targeted domains out of circulation in one way or another, but that not everyone did. So, for example, Poland basically left it fairly wide open.
Right.
And that sets up the crack to exploit. Mm. And if CCs can't come up with a unified position on how to...
So what you're suggesting then is that there is a... What you're suggesting is that there is merit in looking at what actually happened. Is that right, Byron?
I guess yes, in that a little bit of a review would indicate that, you know, there were some not just variations on the theme or different flavors to a relatively consistent approach, but there were some CCs who took a completely different approach,
mm-hmm.
which therefore can allow something like Configure to, you know, propagate relatively freely in a particular CC, which is dangerous for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, I think, probably the most interesting thing to take a look at. So it might require just a brief review, but really the issue is when there's fundamental difference in approach, it creates opportunity for something like this worm.
Hi, Chris, this is Peter. Just adding to that, I think that's a very fair point that Byron's making. In addition to that, I think we should be careful in talking about those CCs that did not act according to the guidelines that were given, because from my point of view, and it might be completely different from yours, that was probably a majority within the European region. We discussed it at the central meeting, and summarizing the consensus would probably be watch out, see what traffic is going on in the registrations themselves. So that might be more valuable than actually trying to catch up with a list of 50,000 names. So yes, I think that's a fair point. We probably should discuss the details as well, but that should only be the first step.
Hi, this is Patricio. Sorry to be late.
Hi, Patricio.
Well, okay. I mean, I guess when I'm conscious of a couple of things. I'm conscious of making sure that we do this in Sydney in an efficient and effective manner that gets the most benefit out of people in the room, okay, and others reading, watching, whatever. So, the sort of things that spring to mind are looking at the fact that there were several different approaches. I'm assuming that no one is suggesting there was a right approach or a wrong approach, but just that there were different approaches. Or maybe somebody is suggesting there's a right approach, I don't know. And looking at whether there is anything that usefully could be done in the future to make sure that things are more coordinated. Is that kind of makes sense.
Yep.
Can I make an offer?
Yeah.
Since I finally found something that I'm actually good at.
Yeah, it's taken a long time, and it's just in time for you to be too late, really.
Really? I would be happy to sort of collect information from people and put together just a background piece so we could circulate before Sydney.
Okay.
And to sort of move the discussion more towards, you know, or work with a subgroup or something just to put something together so we could move the question in Sydney.
Yeah,
that would be fine.
Becky, this is Peter from Center. We are running a survey, and happy to share the results on that.
Great, excellent. Thank you.
And Becky, let me participate as well. I can do it. I can involve John and others from the ICANN side.
Excellent.
No, I need to say.
Hi, Chris. The VIA has joined.
Hi. I need to. I think. It just I'd be being unfair to everybody if I didn't say this. I have a small concern, a small little bell going off in the back of my head about being a little bit careful, because it seems to me that this sort of issue is likely to be used by some as a justification for suggesting global policy responses.
Well, except that, Chris, I mean, this is exactly what, you know, you can never prevent this kind of thing from happening.
Mm.
What the standard is that you respond to it. And I think that we put ICANN and the CCs in a much better place by responding, you know, affirmatively, getting our arms around it. That's what should happen here.
I agree, and I'm not suggesting that we shouldn't be doing that. What I'm saying is I just think we need to be aware of consequences, that's all.
Okay, well, I do this for people who are about to be sued every time, so
yeah,
I got
put
that.
It no high, I mean, I put it no higher than that, but I just a small caveat, that's all. Okay, so are we comfortable now? Dottie, since you raised it, Byron, since you've talked about it, are you comfortable that we're sort of on a road, on a path to doing something useful with this in Sydney?
Excuse me?
Yes. I am, yes.
Yes, I am too. I just didn't want it not to be mentioned.
Okay. Maybe as an action point, say that Becky, I'll contact you and Peter to sort out what we could do to make it a useful session, and then suggest it to the council at the next call.
Thanks.
Yep.
Yep. That sounds like an idea. Yes.
Chris, with apologies for having been late to this conference, could someone summarize what's just been decided?
Just that we'll have a session on Configure in Sydney, and we'll look at the background. We'll look at the fact that there were differing responses from the CCs.
Are we doing the job of the program working group?
I think what we're doing is asking them to put this on the agenda.
Okay.
And we've decided that we think we need to do a background document rather than just turning up and talking about it without any form of background, which is just something we've decided to do. So that's, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But no, I think what we're saying is that needs to feed into... Oh, someone's calling a kettle or something. That needs to feed into the program working group to put it on the agenda and work out where it's going to go, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? All right, everyone okay on this one now? Can we move on? Okay.
Yep.
Good. So, Minutes and action items. Gabby, have we got any? The minutes have been published, and there have been no comments on those that haven't been taken into account. So I guess we can take those ones. But Gabby, do we have any action items that we need to run through? Stuff that's already been done.
No. There are a few that are still open, but we're working on it. So I don't think it's anything worth mentioning.
Okay. Cool. All right. Item 2 on the agenda is the CCNSO Geographic Names Working Group. input to the draft applicant guidebook version 2. Do we have any comment? We've had input from a couple of people, and basically Leslie and those who are not at this meeting have indicated that they're comfortable with it. So anybody got any comments, anything they want to say about that? No. Gabby, can we... So we need to pass a resolution, Bart, is that right?
Yes. That you support the geographic names working group and adopt it as a CCNSO council report, and it can be submitted as such.
Submission to the comments.
Yeah. On the draft applicant guidebook.
Anybody, everyone okay with that? In other words, we're going to send this document in to ICANN as part of the submission. Good. I have also been asked if we would also send that formally to the board, to the ICANN board, which I'm also happy to do. I can organise to do that. I think this is a classic example of us actually being able to do something in a reasonably timely manner, because what we've done is we've got a small group of people who care about it enough to actually do the work. They've done the work, it's gone out to members, a few comments, but basically everybody agrees. So this is a methodology that we should think about using more often, I think, so that we can provide input into the comment stuff that comes out of ICANN. Can I move on to item 3? Mm-hmm. Yes. Good. Oh, boy. Initiation of the IDN CCPDP. Comments? Discussion? Nothing. Everybody's read the issues report? Yeah. Fantastic.
I have, and I think it's good.
Good. I'm looking forward to this, I have to say.
Who isn't?
I'm just, it's going to be such huge fun. I can hardly wait. Okay, so we need to formally pass a resolution to initiate the PDP. I'm actually tempted to do that on the list rather than at this meeting, given that we have some absentees. Gabby, Bart, what do you think?
It's Leslie and Jan already voted, so Jerome as well.
Yep, that's true. So.
And they all voted in favour. So, and just we need 10 votes to pass to initiate it.
Yeah, cool. Well, I think we'll have that. All right. So the first resolution is to that the council resolve to initiate the. Internationalized domain name, country code, policy development process as recommended in the issue report. Does anybody object to that? Okay, you can take that one as part.
Yep.
The second one is to is whether or not we should convene a task force as defined in the bylaws. Now, the recommendation in the issues report is that we shouldn't convene a task force. But that we should have a series of working groups which we don't need to pass a resolution on. Bart, can you very briefly just explain why you don't want us to have a task force?
In fact, two reasons. Say the task force is very restricted in what it can do because it's defined in the bylaws, so you lose all types of flexibility. And the main flexibility is that. It's going to be very difficult to engage the GAC in the working group. You can engage the GAC, say, as we experience in the IDNC working group, which will give us far more buy-in from the GAC. And we can also engage the ALAC and the GNSO, and given the comments of the GNSO, say, in January 2008, I think it was, I advised to have these working groups. And you can, and the third reason is, in fact, you can split the two issues. First, have a working group on the introduction and delegation of IDNs, CCTLDs, and the second one, which is more internally, focus on the necessary changes to Article 9 of the bylaws.
Okay, now we don't need to pass a resolution on this, though, do we?
No, it's if you say if you adopt it, maybe you should you adopt the two working groups in the method or the methodology. It might be.
So Bart's recommendation is that we don't go down the task force route. Does anybody disagree with that, or is anybody unclear? Want to ask any questions? Good. And finally, we do need to approve the suggested PDP timeline, and again, subject of course to that being able to be changed, to be made shorter if possible, longer if necessary. Does anyone have any questions on the timeline, or anyone object to approving it? Good. Alright. So, Bart, we have resolved to launch the policy development process. Over to you.
Yep.
To do the next bit, whatever that may be.
Yep. I'll keep you abreast of what needs to happen.
Thank you. Item 4, ladies and gentlemen, is the GNSO Observer. We have two candidates for the job. We already have... Gabby, how many votes? Three votes?
I think three votes for, Han Schwan.
Okay. Can I ask then, perhaps the easiest way of doing this is to simply ask if those who would like to vote for Mr. Traore, I have no idea if that's how you pronounce it, it's a rough stat. Those who would like to vote for Mr. Traore could speak up now.
Vega votes for Traore.
Sorry, who's that?
Vega.
Oh, Vega, how are you?
Please, I've been here for the last...
I know.
I'm fine.
I didn't acknowledge you beforehand. Okay, Vega, that's your vote, thank you. Anyone else?
Chris?
Yes?
Yeah, this is Hiro. May I correct the second candidate's name?
Yes.
The agenda says that Han Xuan Li, but
yes.
C instead of S, so it's Han Xuan Li.
Sorry, it's my fault.
Yes.
Thank you, Hiro.
I vote for Han Xuan Li.
Thank you, Hiro. Do you want to go around and everyone vote? Is that easier, do you think? I was trying to sort of avoid doing that on the basis that we can just make a sort of...
Maybe everyone can just send me an email after this meeting.
You think? Okay. Well, I don't think that's actually really necessary, Gabby, given that you know what happens. You'll have to start chasing them.
No, and you already took the vote on Mrs. Traore, so you have to take the
Shall
vote.
Shall we go through everyone who's on the call and ask their vote?
Why don't we do that?
Yeah.
I think Chris, in any case, was you put up Traore first, and I only voted for Traore. I think the rest of it went for...
I think we need to go for... No, I agree with you, Vicky, but I think we need to go through the formal process, as Gabby said.
Okay.
Gabby?
So, Nashua?
Yeah, I don't know both, but I think it's also this Han Xuan Li can be also more appropriate.
Thank you, Nashua. Just let's just say you don't have to vote. You can abstain if you want to. That's great. Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry, Gavin.
Becky, I'm feeling a little. I don't know either of these people, so I'm feeling like I should defer to the actual CC.
Okay. Thanks.
So you're abstaining?
Yep.
Yeah. Chris?
I vote for Mr. Lee. Or Mr. with the Han, whichever way around the name is.
Okay, Mohammed?
Mr. Traoré.
I'm sorry?
Mr. Traoré.
Okay, Andre?
Mr. Traoré.
Byron?
I really don't know the folks, so I'll abstain.
Patrick?
Han Chuan Lee.
Hero? Oh, you already have, sorry. Yohani?
Based on the experience and the vision of the observer work, I would vote for Han Chuan.
Mm-hmm. Vika, you voted for Traoré.
Yes,
Oscar Moreno?
I have to ask Oscar Moreno for the vote, so I will send it by email today.
Okay. Patricio?
Han Chuan.
Thanks, Patricio.
Duffy?
Han Chuan Lee.
I think that's all we have.
Did you miss
anything? I think we have one.
No. Okay, what's the count?
Yeah, I'm just telling you, one.
And we had already email votes.
Two, three, four, five, six. I think we have 10 for Han Chuan Lee put together with the email votes. It's just very quickly now.
Double check all of that and then send a note out.
Yeah, I will double check and I'll send out the notes.
Okay, thank you.
Gabby, did you complete Oscar Robles' vote?
Yeah.
Oh, are you here? Well, sorry, I didn't hear you join. Sorry. So, what's your vote?
No, it's in an email. Yes, Patricia, we are counting the email vote.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
We have Oscar, Leslie, Young.
Yeah, we have. I have counted his vote as well. So it's within these 10 people. It's Oscar's vote, it's Jan's vote, it's Leslie's vote, and it's Young'un's. Young'un, I think, voted as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, she also voted. So it's 4 votes we had prior, and I think we had 6 now for Han Chuan Lee. So if I counted correct, it's 10 votes for Han Chuan Lee at the moment.
You can do it afterwards and send us all the notes. That'd be great.
Yeah.
But I think we can just send out the necessary information to the people. Okay, Patricia. So those votes will be counted. Item number 5 is the working group update. Now, I need to ask a question about this. The Geographic Regions Working Group, do we have a report from them, Bart?
No, they're continuing, and we are waiting. The Geographic Regions Working Group is waiting for board approval of their charter. They're working on it, and maybe, Olga, you can better inform this group as well as you are on that group.
Sorry, I could hear you partially. Could you repeat your last sentence?
That you are on that group as well. So maybe you can inform this...
Geographic group?
Yeah, the Geographic
The
Geographic Regions Working Group.
Sure. What we did lately is to, at least from my side, from the GNSO side, I completed a form sent by David in relation with all bylaws and rules that GNSO has a special reference to geographic regions, which is not that much, really. Also, we have been checking with our constituencies if they have rules related with geographic assignments of representatives in GNSO. As far as I understand, GNSO already sent this information today, or at least I thought that I've seen some forms with information from CCNSO. So next step is that Rob Hogarth sent to the list a whole set of bylaws where there is a special mention about geographic issues. So the thing is that we have to review this information and we have to make comments. And we should set up a conference call maybe for the end of this month. That's what I have in mind.
Fantastic.
So it's moving forward.
Yeah, somehow. A little bit. I think it's a little slow, but it's moving forward.
It's going to take a while, Olga. There's an awful lot of stuff that needs to
be
looked at. The regional splits affect significantly large amounts of bits and pieces of ICANN. So
exactly.
It's going to take a long time to work through that. Okay. Any questions on the Geographic Regions Working Group? Good. I'm sorry, I took those out of order. So just to go back to the beginning, the CCNSO GAC Working Group, Keith is busy trying to repopulate that working group from our side, and I will ask him for a report for our next council meeting, and hopefully we'll get that. The tech working group, now Leslie mentioned something about this in her email. I haven't been able to get much out of Eberhard because he's not very well. And so I don't have anything to report on the tech working group. What was Leslie's comment, Gabby? I'm just trying to remember.
That we shouldn't forget her suggestion that the tech working group should be expanded in its scope to incorporate some of the IANA working group.
I think we need to basically reconstitute it, because I'm not entirely convinced that the tech working group is operating as a formal working group anyway. The only thing it doesn't seem to do very much at all is just that Eberhard basically sets up the tech day. So I will work on that as an action item out of both the meeting in Mexico and this phone call. Byron, do you want to do strategic and operational planning group update for us?
Absolutely. So we have been relatively active in the period Mexico. We have built out a timeline that we'll be sharing with the CC NSO membership very shortly, and we have started to flesh out our thoughts and comments on the five particular elements of the operating plan that the committee believes would be of most interest to the CC group. What we have done is create a consistent template, and the goal is within that template, which just highlights a couple of things. One is, what is the component in the strategic plan through which those five elements flow to draw the link and show people the connection? And then highlight particular issues that we believe would be merit for CC operators to think about and possibly contribute or comment on. And putting it out in a consistent template so it should be easy to read, short, concise, hopefully pithy and interesting. And I believe it's next, by the end of next week, put that document out to the community as food for thought and as a catalyst for people to begin thinking about, and then hopefully, you know, the fundamental goal, commenting on to ICANN in this operating plan public comment period, which closes at the end of April. So the timeline is short. Mm. The community will have about 2 weeks to think about it and offer comments back to ICANN before the closure of the public comment period. Then the draft operating plan will be put forward by ICANN on May 17th. And Bart, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's still some opportunity to comment after that, though.
Yeah.
As time winds down in this process, the opportunity to really affect the plan becomes less and less over time. So we didn't have a lot of time to work on this in the operating planning phase. We look at it more as a bit of a test run and an opportunity to put the process in place, get people thinking about it. And then when we roll into the strategic planning component of ICANN's annual cycle, we'll really be firing on all cylinders to participate in that. So that's what's happening right now in the operating plan. Now, don't take that as an excuse not to comment and offer your input. We really would appreciate it, certainly as council members, if we can show some leadership on this in terms of our comments into the ICANN process. Now, moving forward...
Byron, before you move forward, may I add one thing? Is there is an opportunity for the CEC operators to organize a conference call with Kevin Wilson to take you through the framework again.
Yes, sorry, I missed that, and that is...
around the 17th, 18th of April.
Correct, that's right.
So just after you sent the working group sent out its documents. So it focuses, it again adds some information for the CC.
Sure, and part of the document that we'll send will be the five template pages on each of the specific issues, plus the timelines, which will clearly highlight and show in both graphical plus format the key dates, again, with the goal of trying to make it easy for people to digest and act. And then as we move into Sydney, we're working on setting up a facilitated by Peter session with the CC community to try to bring into focus the strategic plan and the core elements that would be of relevance to the CC community. As well, we'll be doing a working group session with Peter with the actual SOP committee as well. So that's starting to come into focus, but not it hasn't crystallized yet.
And it's Patrick, not Peter.
Sorry.
Patrick Sherry.
Yes. So that's where we are at, and you can expect to see some material starting to flow out of that committee end of next week.
Fantastic. Thank you, Byron. Any questions on that? I'd just like to underline what Byron said about members of the council actually making comments. I mean, make comments if you've got nothing to say, but it is important that we start the ball rolling and encourage members to make comments, and one way to do that is to actually make comments ourselves. Even if their comments are just say, I support stuff, or I agree with what he said, or whatever it may be. Okay, Gabby, meeting program working group, where are we with that?
I made a call for volunteers, so I have a list of volunteers who are about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 or 10 people. Eric Ikuma is still considering whether to join or not, otherwise we have all the regional organizations and a whole lot of other people, and I think next week I will try to organize a conference call where people, a chair needs to be selected.
So we would hope that things need obviously to pick up so that they are actually useful for the meeting in Sydney. But presumably you hope to get that organised for next week or so.
Yes.
Cool. Excellent. Any questions on that one? Okay. And finally, delegation and re-delegation working group. Bart, where are we with that?
We still need to send out a draft charter and work on and explore what we really want to do. Unfortunately, I didn't have time to get my head around it, but I think we need to discuss it, and maybe we say for the next conference call of the council, we need to have a draft out for comments.
So the goal is to have something for us to look at in time for the next conference call.
Yeah.
The draft charter. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So is the working group formed?
No, because with this one, Dottie, we've done these things in two different ways. In some cases, what we do is we form the working group first, and then the working group works out its charter. Like, that's what's effectively going to happen with the meetings, all right? But in this particular case, when we talked about it at the council meeting in Mexico, we agreed to do it the other way around, which is important to have the charter, to have the council approve the charter first. Because the charter itself will contain requirements in respect to membership. It doesn't matter too much, for example, about membership of the meetings program working group. It doesn't have to necessarily be regionally balanced. It just needs to be people who want to be involved. In the case of something to do with like delegation and redelegation, the actual membership of the working group needs to be part of the charter. Who, what does it need to be regionally balanced and so on. So for that reason, we're doing the charter first, and that will be approved by the council. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does.
Excellent. Anyone else?
As a non sequitur, did you say that Eberhardt was not well?
No, he's not well. He's got diabetes.
Oh, okay.
He's just been diagnosed. No, he's fine. I mean, he's fine in as much as he's not on his deathbed, but he's been, you know, not around all that much on email.
He's not going to Sydney.
No, he's not going to Sydney. Okay. Anyone else? Good. Moving on. Item 6, the council workshop to-do list review. Basically, Gabby, we're just asking for anyone for comments on this at the moment. Is that right?
Yeah. Can I just clarify that what's on the list isn't actually what was completely decided. It's also what was just brainstormed. So even though things are on there that in the end you didn't want to have, it's on there just because it's a summary of your brainstorming.
So what are we trying? What do we want to achieve on this particular call today?
I don't know, because I wasn't the one who asked to have it on the agenda, so...
Oh, who was that?
I think it was you, Chris.
Was it? Gabby, what did I say we wanted to achieve by discussing this today?
I actually don't remember.
No,
I'm just following your orders.
It was about just getting it out and giving everybody a chance to have a look at it and see if anybody had any comments to make. And it is important to say you are right. It's important to say that the list isn't necessarily what we agreed to do it for. It's more the notes. But I think we've actually made a fair bit of progress on it anyway, haven't we? Because there's a huge amount of stuff that we've already done. Does anyone want to talk about the planning workshop must-do list, or are we happy to just kind of let Gabby get on with organising it?
Oh, we can have a planning workshop in Sydney.
Would you like to have a planning workshop in Sydney?
Well, it's kind of nice.
Okay, can I take that as... Can I... We don't normally have one at every meeting, Nothing. But and it is a question of timing, but I'm happy to see if we can fit it in. I mean, I guess really, if you look at the list, what needs to happen is that in respect to the things that we want done, basically me and Gabby and Bart need to come back to the council with, you know, on each individual item. So just to take an example, there's a list of improvements here, message board, notice board. We're working on that at the moment, and Gabby will be, you know, getting back to us on that pretty soon. Things like involve members in a newsletter and stuff like that. All that sort of stuff is being worked on. So it really was just a case of sending the list out and making sure that everybody was comfortable, that there wasn't anything major on there.
Right. Well, I guess the issues don't change from quarter to quarter.
No, that's right. Well, hopefully not. Hopefully not. So what we'll do is we'll aim to have a report to the council for the next call on the items on that list. Does that make sense? Gabby, that we can do that, can't we?
Sure.
Okay, excellent. Good.
And I think another thing is given the proposed session from the SOP working group, it might be useful to revisit that list after that session has been held.
Hmm. Okay.
On the strategic planning stuff.
Yeah, but that's only a small part of that list, but yes.
Yeah, no, but it will drive that list for longer term, so.
Okay. Item 7 is the request for input to board request on constituency day, which is the email from Diane Schroeder. Now, I'm not sure how best to deal with this. We've been asked to provide some input by the end of April. to the four questions at the bottom of her email.
So Constituency Day is just
in
regional?
In our case, that's Tuesday and Wednesday, Dottie.
Oh, okay.
So in our case, Constituency Day is what the GNSO calls it, because they have different constituencies in the GNSO.
Mm-hmm.
For us, it's our members' meeting.
Okay.
So I guess we're being asked to answer these questions. I'm happy to try and draft something that we can get the council can actually agree on. It doesn't strike me as being particularly complicated. Seems to me that we basically like it the way it is. In the sense that I think we appreciate having the chair and the CEO visit us. I think we like the fact that we have other board members, ICANN board members, popping in and out as and when. So do we want to just sort of try and draft up something to send in as a kind of council response? Is that okay? Because we haven't had any response from members at all.
Well, it was very strange because I had never heard of a constituency day. I didn't even know what it meant.
Yeah.
I thought it...
Why don't we draft something in the next couple of days, get it out to the council and see what... see if we can get agreement on it to send it off to Diane. Is that okay?
I'm fine.
Good. All right. Well, let's do that then. I've now managed to lose...
Is that really what it means, Chris?
Yes, that's
really
what it means.
Okay.
Yes, that's really what it means.
It's because the text, the content of it doesn't even sound like that.
No, that is what it means.
Okay.
Honest. Because that's what, as I said, that's what the GNSO calls it.
Okay.
Gabby, travel funding update.
So it's just to say that yesterday I submitted the names of 13 funded travellers that we're going to fund, and they're from Polynesia to Africa, and from every continent basically. So that's
okay.
All I have to say about that.
I want to just address one thing in respect to this, so that everybody's really clear. How many applications did you say no to, Gabby?
How many applications we received?
No. How many applications did we say no to?
We said no to 3 applicants.
Right. Why?
The first applicant, he had already applied once, and he did. One of the requirements to receive funding is that they write a meeting report afterwards. One of the applicants did not. Provide us with this report, although I reminded him to do so.
Okay.
The other applicant was also an applicant who had already been funded once, and which made some complications with the funding last time. So we thought this time we would like to hold back and see how interested he actually is. And the third applicant didn't really give a good reason for why he wants to have any funding. It was very, very blurry application, and although I asked him to clarify, he didn't really, so we didn't think that he was probably not keen enough, basically, so we turned down 3.
Okay. So the reason I asked that question is just so that everyone is clear that this is not just you send in a form and you get your funding. There are a series of steps that need to be taken, either put in place, but we put most of these in place as part of our discussions when we agreed that we would accept the funding from ICANN. So I just want everybody to be clear that we are taking it seriously, and we'll fund people, but they need to play the game. And that means they need to provide all the information, and if they're supposed to do a report, they need to provide the report, and so on. Has anyone got any questions on the travel funding?
I have this question. We were supposed to be posting comments on the travel funding. Posting.
You mean to ICANN?
Yeah. And I didn't know if I was supposed to be posting to that because of being on the committee, although this committee doesn't seem to be operating.
Gabby, was there a closing date for those comments?
I don't know, actually. I don't know. Sorry.
Do we need to put some comments there?
Well, if you've got any comments, Dottie, then of course. I mean,
well, the thing is, they had a meeting, and it was the most absurd meeting that Gabby and I had ever been to. It was like...
Yes, that's true. But it seems like the GNSO has more problems with this funding than we have.
And the ALAC thinks that everybody should be funded, so...
Yes, yes.
It was like... I mean, you know, it's like... It's hard to come up with a comment that is meaningful.
I wouldn't worry too much about it, Dottie.
If you want us to have some input, I suppose it should be for me, and I'm not sure what to say.
I just checked. There is, on the ICANN website, there is something on travel support. I will forward it to the council. Closure of that... public comment period is on the 24th of April.
Okay. I mean, I think, Dottie, it's more to do with how's it going, is it complicated? I mean, I think it's incredibly complicated simply because it's actually taking a huge amount of Gabby's time
it's taking Gabby's time because the committee's not in operation, and I feel really bad about that, but...
We had to submit internal comments as well, ICANN staff, on what we think, and it's hopefully going to be better this time, so we will have less to do.
Okay. Well, I'd like to have the travel committee get together in Sydney for 15 minutes at least.
No, we can get together for as long as you like. It's not a problem.
Right.
Doesn't have to be 15 minutes. It can be longer than that.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yes, Patricia.
Because Gabby sent a message saying that not all slots have been filled, so I asked again in my Canadian people said that they wanted to apply, and I hear that I think all three of them have been funded. My question is there really then a shortage of candidates, or is it that we cannot easily find enough people that will satisfy the criteria that they will make a significant contribution to the meeting?
It's not the second one, Patricia, really. I don't think the criteria are that restrictive. I think it's a combination of awareness and a few other things. But I think
Patricia, the fact is also the first time we were allocated this funding, we were not prepared for it, so we just decided to fund one person. So we had loads of extra space left, which we carried, you know, we can carry it within the fiscal year. So we had loads of, so we had many more, you know, free spots to fill.
I see. And will these slots expire at a certain time? Like they can't be carried from one year?
Yes. It's within the fiscal year. So with Sydney, we had five extra which we didn't use, and they will expire now.
Okay. Excellent. I mean, Patricio, if the other thing to remember is that if you actually go through and look at the regions, the Asia Pacific region hasn't taken any councillor spots, for example. So it's not just a case of people not coming forward. It's actually, at least in part, sometimes a case of people refusing funding. So that makes a difference too. All right. Do we have any other business to discuss? Okay. Can I just double check that we're comfortable that we have a plan on how we're going to deal with the configuring between at Sydney, and how we're going to get ready for that? Is everyone comfortable with that? That was involved in the discussion, because I think that's important. Take that as a yes, then.
Yes, and I will contact Becky and Peter with regard to that point. And if somebody else wants to be contacted and wants to be involved, please email me.
Chris, if you stop talking now, this call would have been exactly 1 hour to the minute.
I'm not saying a word, Donnie. I just said a word to say I wasn't saying a word.
So
okay.
Amazing.
I think we're done. We have a call scheduled for 4 weeks' time or thereabouts. And I guess in between times, see you on the list.
Yes.
Any other business before we close the call? Last call? No. Okay. Thanks, everybody.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Chris. Bye, everyone.
Thank you, Chris.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye.
Bye.
Hallo. Yeah, ist der Rad noch durch?